Time for today's No Sweat News. This is important because we've got another pair of Metallica tickets to burn a hole in your pocket.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so okay. Friday when we do the No Sweat News quiz, you get a shot at Metallica tickets for the 25th.
Okay.
Come on.
Metallica, that's all we have to say.
Listen to The Rat every day this week at 7:20 so you can win. Oh, well, you know what? We're going to start with a heartwarming piece of good news in today's No Sweat News. And it's going to go way downhill after that.
All right.
Luis Okomo left his house in Charlotte last month. He's a National Guardsman. He had to leave his house in Charlotte because he was called up for duty to go help the victims of Hurricane Florence, right?
Okay.
And while he was gone, some douchebag looted his house.
That person is indeed a douchebag.
Mm-hmm. So his friend set up a GoFundMe and said, hey, my friend's in the National Guard. He got his home robbed while he was out assisting people with Florence. Let's set up a GoFundMe. I want to raise $5,000 to replace his stuff.
All right.
Good news part one.
What?
They didn't raise $5,000. They raised $15,000.
Whoa!
Good news part two. Luis got off his call up. He came home and he found, wow, $15,000. That's much more than I need.
No.
Let me give away every part of the money that I don't need, okay?
My God.
So he went and he found some victims of the hurricane. He kept the $5,000 to replace his stuff that got stolen, and he hooked some brothers up.
This guy is the greatest person ever.
Ain't that nice?
And it makes me want to give him even more money, ironically, but then he would give that away too.
He said, close down the GoFundMe because that's more than I need.
What a wonderful person.
And that's where the good news ends.
Okay, thank you.
Dateline Texas for story number two. Here's a guy who didn't like his mugshot that got posted on Facebook. 20-year-old Ahmad Ibrahim. And so he said on the post when cops said this man is wanted for possession, he was on parole and he's not. So he commented on the Facebook post from the police and he said, why couldn't y'all get a good picture? I'll be right in so you can do that.
The problem is, in the police defense, it's hard to get a flattering picture when the subject is on meth.
Well, that's a good point,
I've always found that out as a photographer myself.
So Ahmad turned himself in so the police could get a better mugshot, and they just arrested him when he showed up.
Oh, yeah. A nice, like, red curtain in the back, maybe a candle.
The hell, dude.
And then him in handcuffs.
Now, are you hip to what happened to the Banksy picture over the weekend?
You know, I am a fan of Banksy, but I don't know this particular story.
Check this out.
The street artist. World famous street
artist.
Right.
On Friday, a Banksy painting, I believe in, well, Sotheby's, it's England. In England, a Banksy's painting, the one of the little girl releasing the red balloons.
That's one of his most famous
ones. Sold at Sotheby's auction in England for $1.4 million.
Wow.
Right? Everyone said, wow, $1.4 for a Banksy.
Right. Very ironic since these things show up on the street.
The moment that the gavel hit the table and the sale was finalized, there was a beeping noise in the gallery. The painting shredded itself.
What?
Turns out that Banksy had built a shredder into the frame years and years and years ago when he first released it. And either he or one of his accomplices was in the room, triggered it after it was sold.
That is the most awesome thing I think I've ever heard.
When this happened, Banksy himself last Friday released a social media post. It's over on Instagram if you want to find it, of him building the picture frame with the shredder in it, saying that I decided if this picture was ever to be sold at auction, I would hit the button and it would self-shred.
That's incredible. I mean, if you think, that is almost his Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
That one is ultra famous.
So
it would be like Da Vinci destroying the Mona Lisa.
The room went silent.
That's awesome.
The auctioneer was like, can we get some technicians up to the...
Ah!
And everyone was holding their collective mouths.
That's the coolest thing ever.
Now.
I'm a fan of this.
Here's the kick in the ass. It may have backfired. because some art experts are now saying that the stunt was such an epic move that the shards of the painting alone could be worth millions of dollars each.
That's what? Millions of dollars each. He's not going to see a nickel of that.
Oh.
Is he? See, because the thing is, he puts these things in public spaces.
Uh-huh.
And because he's become so famous, people now will, like, if it's on a wall, they'll literally steal the wall.
Yeah.
But, of course, since it's street art, he doesn't want it sold for millions. That's amazing.
Isn't that epic? That's today's No Sweat News. You may win some Metallica tickets on Friday's No Sweat News quiz. So join us for the No Sweat News every day at about this time.